Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're being joined here by Joanne. Line 4, and this will be our friend Joanne, a regular correspondent. I'm always tempted to call the show Two Dannys and a Joanne. Joanne, good evening.
Hi, Danny.
Now,
hello.
Joanne remembers everyone's names and everything. Now, Joanne, this morning, of course, you brought us up to speed with the idea that two Premier League footballers are now courting your favours, and, you know, you're a good, you're a laugh, and I'm not suggesting it's all about, you know, the end of the evening. You're obviously good fun to be around anyway.
Thank you.
Now, we left it in the position whereby you didn't know, you've been at a game this afternoon, have you?
I have, I've been to the match this afternoon.
Right, that's all we're going to say about that, not any scores, no inference at all. Now, how is the evening shaping up for you? Because now you've got two footballers who you've known in every sense, and you're going for a drink, right?
Well, I saw Bo number two, as you called him this morning.
Bo number two, this is the one who, hearing the other ones back in on the action, has decided to muscle in on the racket.
Yeah, he sent me some flowers.
Yeah, he sent me some flowers. He'll be driving his car around the moon next. Anyway, go on. Yeah.
Well, I saw him just before the match, and he said, oh, you know, I've only got 5 minutes to spare. And
oh, a free talker. Yeah.
He gave me £50.
Right.
And told me to buy something fluffy with it.
Something fluffy with it?
Yep.
How about a bottle brush, a baby's bottle brush?
I've got no idea.
Something fluffy?
Yep, and he said, I'll ring you tonight, and that was it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I went and watched the match, and then I saw the other one straight after.
Right.
And he said, oh, we gave each other a call, and...
I'll bet they did.
Yeah.
This is a scandal. Walk away from it, girl. Walk away from it. I don't want to come on here like Ricky Lake, but walk away from the pair. You know what you should do?
What?
Yeah, son, this will you. Tell them, right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You know, I've bought a bag of tricks with that 50 quid. I'll meet you under the clock on Shrewsbury Station, something, tonight, right? And tell the other one, let them meet each other. Let them meet each other, the pair of them. And you go home.
Yeah, I'll go to the shops and buy yourself something nice.
Yeah.
See, I bought something fluffy today.
Yeah, you did, but not. But you didn't have some greasy Premier League player that buy yourself saying nice girl.
And no, I wish I did. They could have bought it for me.
No. I like them both a lot, Danny. That's the thing. I fancy them both a lot.
But you know me, paternally, I worry about it. For some reason, I've got this thing going there where I begrudge these Herberts who should be doing things like, you know, driving cars around the moon. I think I don't. They're obviously not taking advantage of you. You're a big lady and you're looking after yourself.
Yeah.
But I don't like the idea they've rung each other up and said, aye, Joanne.
No, I did think,
I mean, you know, there's another 500,000 listeners listening to this. You know, we're all in line, by the way, girl. Don't keep this the same old bums on it.
Said to me, oh, and I suppose you're going to tell Danny Baker about this.
Did he really?
Oh, he did.
He loved it. That's how he heard about it. What am I? I'm his pimp.
Yep.
I'm his pimp. I'm his John. All of a sudden, I'm a John. I'm your John of the airwaves. Look at that. I want at least 30% of your 50 quid to buy something like this. Man alive. What are you going to do then?
Well, I'm going to wait for him to ring me this evening. He says he's going to ring me about 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, I probably will meet him tonight.
Mm. You will? Which one? Is this number one or number two?
Number two. Mm. Well, I believe you do have the name.
I'm not going to be coy about this any longer.
Okay.
What are the odds on a three in the bed romp?
Pretty good.
Oh, there's Joanne! Oh, look at Joanne. Joanne is doing the universal male symbol of acclamation. Both fists in the air, sitting back in the chair. You had nothing to do. Not you're a broker. If I don't know what it makes Jamie over there. But
no, you go, girl.
Thank you.
That's fine. That's all right. But, you know, I think, fortunately, we got rid of a lot of the curiosity seekers and tourists in listenership this morning. This evening, I think it's just the regular listeners of the show.
Yeah.
However, the ones who are now, you see, I must say, the only journalist who rang us during all this brouhaha, some say hubbub this week, and I said, that was, you know, our show, 75 seconds on our show, is there a tape of Glenn Hoggle thing, and, you know, the teasing and the nonsense about it. So the rest of the show is far more scandalous. I said, you know, we've had correspondent Joanne, and since you said, what's that about? I thought, no, back off, because otherwise, you know, they'll be offering you 60 quid, and you don't want that. Anyway, Joanne, if it does happen, I mean, believe me, you know us, you can trust us to the grave.
Yeah,
grind.
I know.
If it does happen, make a tape of it.
No, don't. All you do... unless it's a videotape, in which case, of course, the host of the show will have first dibs seeing if it's broadcastable. But certainly, Joanne, we appreciate your candour, and Joanne's calls always come out of our old category, which we're quite happy to front tonight. You know, is it, do footballers do it for you?